Welcome, Reading Phineas Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 59th episode. And today we're going to page 6. And as usual, we have to lead into 6, so we start over on page 5. On the middle of the page, maybe down to line 20 or so, which says, "For a nod to the Nabir is better than wink to the Wabsanti. Other ways, west ways, like that provost scoffing, bedowing the Jebel and the Egyptian sea, crop herb that quench bracken shall decide. Then we'll know if the feast is a fly day." Now, don't you have something to say, Ion?
We do. We do. This is referencing the nod from Ron the Sanctimonious, and this is why we're going to throw it up in the air and see how the Bedouins handle this. Apparently, the ones ruling America are not Americans. They're Bedouins. And now they're going to see what the Egyptian sea is going to throw out or throw back.
Right.
Some things you throw in the sea never come back out. Some things come right back out. Like, nope, not today. So the fly day is the day, the 20th of July. The feast is a fly day, which just means that no one's been acknowledged this, but this is the ending of what you know as the Federal Reserve. And so this is the, then you'll know if the feast is a fly day.
Right. Well, Friday was the 21st. Saturday's the
21st.
Thursday was the 20th.
Fly day.
But that was
not a Friday.
Was
it's the Friday? 20th. It's not a fly day. It's the day to fly. Was the 20th.
Yeah, July.
Yes.
I see. It's not Friday. Ah, yeah, I see. Okay. It says fly day. Okay. "Then we'll know if the feast is a fly day. She has a gift of seek on sight, and she all casually answers helpers, the dreamy deary. Heed, heed. It may have been a misfire brick, as some say, or it might have been due to a collapsus."
Uh-oh. What's brick? Name the countries.
India, Russia, China, Brazil, South Africa?
Close, but that's the brick. That's the misfired brick.
Yeah.
So it may be half. It may be half of that. So they're not all there. And some say, as some say. Okay, go ahead.
"It may have been a misfired brick, as some say, or it might have been due to a collapsus of its back promises, as others looked at it."
That's the fall of the Federal Reserve. Now, parenthetically, they're going to explain it here, but this is the collapsus, and that's what's going to support brick, is if the U.S. falls or fails, not the country, the incorporated part of the U.S. Go ahead.
Okay. "There stand by now 1,001 stories all told of the same. But so sore did Abe Ivy's holly red apples, what with the Walhall's horrors of Rolls-Royce, car hacks, stone and gins, kiss veins, tram trees, Fargo ballers, autoconatons, hippo hobbilies, street fleets, turning taxes, very powerful, family for the last 800 years, megafogs, circuses, and ward smotes, and basilikirks, and arrow pagods, and the hoys, and the jolly brule, and the peeler in the coat, and the Mecklenburg bitch bite at his ear, and the Merlinborough burrocks, and his four old poor courts, the boar of the moor, and his black."
Yeah. No, wait. That's going through all the different sets of the systems that are trying to be acknowledged, that are no longer, this is the roles right. This is all the different segregations that believe certain ways. They hear this way. The Fargo ballers, guess what that is? That's your far left tree. And then tram trees, that's the ones that can't decide which sex a tree is, the tree tram, tram trees. And then the autoconoxins, that's always kind of fun. And the hippie Hobby Lobbies, you know what that is, as your iconoclast, where they put the Grateful Dead stickers on a Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
you can get that little taste. Okay, that lays it all down. Now you're getting down to the good stuff. Go ahead. The black,
before the
blight black working stacks at 12 pins.
Right.
That's your Black Lives Matter and the whole set from the poor courts.
Right.
And Bore the Moor. Go ahead.
The Bore the Moor and his blight black working stacks at 12 pins a dozen, and the newbie buses slating along Safety First Street, and the Dairy Jelly Beach snooping around Tell No Taylor's Corner, and the fumes and the hopes and the struppy thump of his Ville's indigenous Rome keepers, home sweepers, dome creepers, Thurm and Thurm and fancy mud murumed, and all the uproar from all the elf roofs, a roof for May and
okay.
A roof for Hugh Butt.
Yeah, okay. Now that's laying out the whole details of how nobody's doing anything and everybody's doing what they do. They're going to go home, not do anything, and make tiki tops, and they're going to go do layout on the rooftops, and they're going to talk about how wonderful everything is or how terrible everything is, and they create themselves a platform. And that platform is what everything's going to be propped on, which is going to uproar all the off-roots. So they basically are taking their power back away from big government, if there is such a thing, and that's why everything is tippling. It's tippling full or fly. That's what you're going to find out here in a second. But go ahead.
Right. And all the uproar from all the elf roofs, a roof for May and a reef for Hugh Butt under his bridge suits Tony. One warning, Phil tippling full. His howd field heavy, his hot it did shake. There was a wall, of course, in erection. Dim.
Now, there you go. They're building an erection. They're building a wall, of course. It's not stopping all the migrants from crossing over the border. But there is a wall in erection. Go ahead.
Dim. He started from the ladder. Damn. He was dead. Dumb. Master Batum. Master Bed Tom. When a mon marries his loot is all along. For whole the world to see. Shit.
Yep. Everybody's witnessing. Everybody's witnessing the fall of Western civilization, or the lack thereof.
Especially on TikTok.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah, TikTok is
it's
just the medium. That's the media ecological reference of the town crier and the soapbox writer. That's what it's become.
Right. Shit.
Good.
I should see. Maku, Maku, Ura, why did ye die of a trying Thursday morning? Sobs they side did at Filigan's Christmas wake, all the hooligans of the nation, prostrated in their consternation and their duodismally profusive plethora of ululation. There was
Okay. Now that's laying out how everybody's having a fit because the woke have fallen asleep. The woke have fallen asleep. And so everybody's having a big uproar, and Maxine Waters may not live through it. It's going to be a pretty tough day.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even tell you how Sheila Jackson. We can't even tell you how Sheila Jackson Lee feels about it. We can't say it's in mixed company.
There was plums and grooms and sheriffs and scitherers and raiders and cinnamon too, and they all guyed in with the shoutmost joviality, agog and magog, and the round of them agrog. To the continuation of that celebration until Hannon Hunnigan's extermination. Some in Kinkin Carass, more Can-Can Keeney, belling him up and filling him down. He's stiff, but he's steady is Priam O'Lim. 'Twas he was the dacent, gay laboring youth, sharpen his pillow scone, tap off his beer. Everywhere in this world would ye hear such a din again? With their deep
right.
South funding.
Now, wait. Now they're saying. Everybody, normal people are looking at this, and this is the most ridiculous thing in the whole wide world. You expect us to swallow this, you expect us to realize that, you expect us to say, oh, we're gonna live in a world without any money. No, we're gonna give you money. We're gonna give you all the money you want. We're gonna give you the money and just don't have to worry about it. You can just have all you want and spend all you want. It's all good because it's gonna be Zimbabwe dollars in a second anyway, till we pull them all over, take it all away from you. We're going to get you so comfortable and so relaxed and so easy that when we come over and take you over, you're not going to notice. You won't even notice. It'll be in your pantry. It'll be in your cupboard. It'll be in your bowels and your guts before you ever realize that you should have avoided this kerfuffle, the pram olum, the pram olum, olum. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sharpen his pillow stone, tap up his beer. Everywhere in this world would ye hear such a din again? With their deep brow fundings and the dusty fidelios, they laid him broad on a lang last bed, with a bocalypse of finnessy for his feet, and a barrel load of Guinnesses o'er his head. Tee the tootle of the fluid, hang the twaddle of the fuddle. Oh! Oh! Hurrah!
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Wait. There we go. Now, this other start, the decadent getting use, that's when they're figuring out which one they are. We don't know how you can be gay if you can't figure out if you're trans or not. Because if you're trans, that's not really gay, right? Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. No, wait. See, boys are girls and girls are boys. But if boys like boys, that's homosexuals. And if girls like girls, that's a lesbian. But what if you're a girl who thinks you're a boy and you like girls? Does that make you a normal homo sapien? Or straight?
That makes you laboring. You have a laboring youth.
They're trying to figure it out.
An identity crisis and struggle.
And so, therefore, if you don't like the word gay, just be trans and like the opposite sex, and then you're like everybody else. Bam. Problem solved. So you got to sharpen your pillow scone. See? Sharpen your pillow scone. And that solves all these other issues of the piranha that are trying to say what you are supposed to be or like to be. Or who you get to sleep with, or who you like to sleep. Maybe you don't get to sleep with who you want, but you get to sleep with somebody. Wait, no, that doesn't sound right either. Okay. If the regular folks are unhappy and get married 16 times, at least, and still not happy, and then you're a girl and you become trans and you find a guy that you really like, wait, that doesn't make sense either. See, it's right. It's gay laboring. That's what's happening. Because then everything, as long as you just feel a different way, and you can do it different. I don't like that anymore. I like this. I don't like that. I'm gonna be a pony soldier. I'm gonna like ponies. I'm gonna sleep with ponies. Ponies are my. I'm gonna identify as a pony. Yeah, there you go. That's good. Now go ahead.
Hurrah! There is but young glee for the owl globe wheels in view, which is tautologically the same thing. Well, him it being so on the flounder of his bulk like an overgrown babbling, let we beep see at home, well see PG Audiot, platter plate. E. Hum. From Shopolis to Bailiwick, or from Ashton to Baranoth, or from by the banks to round the head, or from the foot of the bill to ear glint's eye, he calmly extensilized. Look at that.
Okay, hold on. Now you see. This is what's happening in the whole banking system. We're going to change it all. We're going to speak about it. We're going to be quiet. We're going to flounder. We're going to say this didn't work out. We're going to do this. And that we're going to have a wee peep at home. We're going to see how much it's gone or what we ought to put on our plate. By the banks.
Mm.
To round the head. You see. This is where you're not going to look so calmly as this thing starts to unfold or unravel. Looks good to you, you know, it starts off good, but it ends with a bang.
Okay. Note that key word, extensions. He calmly extensilized. That means you extend and then you create a bias and then everybody's lying.
And then you create a problem. Like what COVID did, changed everybody's decorum, what everybody accepted as normal. Before, it was American dream to be able to buy a home, buy a car, raise 2.3 kids, and try to keep your wife or husband or whoever you're sleeping with happy for 30 minutes until the next drama or cognition hits them in the face. So then that's all gone away, and now everybody can be your own influencer. Now you can be an influencer. I don't need a happy marriage. I need to be an influencer. If I'm an influencer, I can do this all by myself. Damn. And I got Uber. I got Delta Dash and Uber to feed me. And shit, I don't need all this. I got this. So that's going to become the bailiwick from the shop list.
In all the way, a horn from Fjord to Fjell, his bay winds obobos, shall wail him a rock bound, ho, 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 in a swim, swam, swum. And all the livy long night, the del dulpling night, the night of blurry bells, her flitaflute and tricky trokies. Oh, Karina, wake him. with her Issa Van Essevans and her Patty Jack Martins about all them ins and outs, tilling a teal of a tum, telling a toll of a tea, of a teary, turdy tobbling, grace before glutton, for what we are.
Okay. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Now, this crying vision of the Trochies, that's the whole thing that everything is, they're saying, wait, we're gone, we're dead, we're over, we're terrible. This is, oh, Karina, help me. Then it's wake him. That's what the woke has been doing. The woke cancels everybody. Now what happens, that's all been flipped upside down. The same thing that the woke counterculture has done is being done. They don't know what to do about it. They can't dispel it because that's what they did, you see.
Yeah. All right. With her,
They got caught. They got caught in their own flytrap there. They got caught in their own. They planted a Venus flytrap, Bob, and it got really big. Feed me, Seymour. They got really big, and now they're getting eaten by their very own Venus flytrap.
On Fly Day. With her Issa Van Essevans and her Patter Jack Martins about all them ins and outs, tilling a teal of a tum, telling a toll of a teary, turdy tobbling, grace before glutton, for what we are, gifts of gross if we are, about to believe, so pull the bag and pass the kish for cross-ache. Amen. So, sorry.
Okay, wait. So now that's just what this is dealing with, all about the what you owe me, what I owe me, what I'm supposed to have, how it's going to work out, and the homeless people, the homelessness. It deals with all that of how you're supposed to figure it out. And so you pull and you beg and you pass the kish. Then they give it to you. Now go to Omen and go ahead. It's a sign. It's a sign of what you're seeing right now. Go ahead, Bob.
Ray Omen, so Sias, Grandpapas has fallen down, but Grinny spreads the board. Weighs on the joint of a dish.
Wait. That's your pretend president, Grampus, the big guy. That's the big guy. He's falling down. He's grinning. He's on board. He wasn't. He doesn't know. He's in the joint. He got a joint. He's in a little cocaine. He's in the dish. He's not cutting the cocaine. He's flush. He's flush with it. And he's got to have a baked head at this point to make this work out. And so it's how ridiculous that people are actually yielding things. Well, he's very well put together, our nasty Pelosi. Well, he's younger than me, and that's not saying much because she can't even keep the people from beating her skull of her husband in when he has his little trot-a-tots in California and San Francisco. Yeah, he left his pimp in San Francisco. And then it kind of gets ugly from there. We're straying just a little bit, but it's the causal resources that allow this particular outcome to be noted. Because at any other time, it would just be relaxed and forgotten, and that's just gibberish. That's just gibberish. Okay, now go ahead. You get to the good part now, Bob.
Yeah, Grandpumpus has fallen down, but Gritty spreads the board. Weighs on the joint of a dish. Finfo from the fish, ways be his bacon head, a loaf of Sing Pantry's Kennedy bread. Oh, Kennedy shows up.
Uh-oh. Now, Kennedy, that's all you hear about is Kennedy gets censored at a censorship committee in Congress. He gets censored in a censorship committee. Now, he's a Democrat, a yellow dog Democrat, like them yellow dog Democrats is trying to put a hot poker up his bum. And then he gets censored in a censorship committee hearing. Now, how rich is that?
That's Finneganese. It's like this book.
Yeah. Yeah. Mrs. Wasserman Schultz is reclaiming her time, going to have him thrown out because it's her time. It's not his time. I don't know what you're even here for. You don't even believe this. You don't say, I'm going to tell you what you're supposed to believe, and you're going to believe it, goddammit. And that's what we mean. That's right. That's right.
All right. A loaf of Sing Pantry's Kennedy bread, and ways hitched to the hop in his tail, a glass of Dan O'Donnell's famous old Dublin ale. But lo, as you
Dublin
walk
ale.
Off,
Dobbs down is some.
There it is.
Dobbs Billings ale.
But lo, as you would quaff off his fraud stuff. and sink teeth through that pith of a flower-white Bodhi. Behold of him as behemoth, for he is no wee mote. Finish. Only a photograph of a yestern scene. That's a very good line. Let's read that again. Mm-hmm. Only a photograph of a yestern scene. Almost Rubicon Salmosolar, ancient from out the ages of the Agapemenes. He is smolten in our mist, woebegone and packed away. So that meal's dead off for some and schluck slice and good red herring.
Good. That's a good place to stop. No, that's a good place to stop. Right.
We've only been going for 20 minutes.
Well, back it up then. Let's
you got to clean something
you
up?
Did. You just what you just did. You got to figure out the Rubicon that's being laid out. You got to find how this photograph of the old days. That's what normal people are looking back. What happened to the good old days?
Mm.
You see?
Okay,
people
so
could burn their bras in peace. Where people could burn their bras in peace. No, that's fine. And then the smolten mist has been web-canned. Semi-canned. And now it's going to be packed away. Now, this meal is terminated. It's dead. It's over. Shalook. It's good riddance. This thing is going to change. But we don't say for the better. Because if you listen closely to what the left, Well, you know, like James Joyce, we can't tell the difference between the Democrats and Republicans anymore.
Yeah.
Can't really tell the difference. So you can't depend on the right to straighten out the left, or the left to get falling down into the right, or the right's going to help the left, or the left's helping the right, or the left. You can't keep track of it anymore. So it's finished. The photograph of yestern scene. That's the fall of the Eastern Front. And this Rubicon is going to now set the age permadeas. This is going to be the shift of merging the grannies with the babies. That they're going to have to be smoking in the midst. And it's dead off. Take over.
Epimenides. He is smolten in our mist, webcan and packed away. So that meal's dead. No more nutrition from there. That meal's dead. All right, do we open the gates for commentary or keep going?
You can go just a little. Well,
it's a good outlining of form. We should find out what is being. Because then you get into the museum room. So we should go up to the museum room.
It's a compendium, eh?
Yeah, compendium, a playbook. Yet may we not see. So even though this thing is gone, he's asking, do we still see something? Yet may we not see still the bronze Toikthian form outlined as slumbered, even in our own nighttime, by the sedge of the troutling stream that Bronto loved and Bronto has a lean on. Hic jubet edlis. A pud libertinam pervilum. What if she be in flags or flitters, reeky rags or Sunday echoesies, with a mint of mines or beggar a pennyweight? Arash, or
wait,
we
wait,
all love
wait, 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 wait. Hold on now. Period. Watch the period. That's where we'll probably try to jump it. Now look what's happening. We don't know if everybody for the flag except for Kaepernick. Everybody believes in America except Americans. Everybody's so thrilled about all this until they're not. And so now it's flags or fitters. They don't know which, and they can't keep it straight or forward. Yeah, that won't. We didn't mean to be demonstrative to the homosexuals by saying straight. We meant forward, not straight, never straight. Sorry about that. So the point now becomes the parvulum is the new dichotomy that's going to take over. We didn't say it was better, Bob. We didn't say it was better, but it's being replaced. Mm-hmm.
Okay, move on.
When you start working about the mint of mines, or the beggar penny weight, trouble
Bitcoin.
Someday. Watch your pints and quarts. Okay, go ahead.
All right, sure. We all. Right, sure. We all love little Annie Rooney, or we mean to say love little Anna Rainey. When under her umbrella, mid-piddle, mid-puddle, she ninny goes, nanny goes, nancing by. Yo! Brontolone slaps, yo, snores. Upon Ben Heather and Sepal Eso, too. The cranic head on him, caster of his reasons, pure youthner in yawnness. Woo!
Okay. Now you see, this completely leaves Trump out of the conversation and out of the whole swirl. This is all the falling away of the inside. The system is eating itself inside out. The system, say Congress, say pick your poison, whatever branch of government you want to have a fellatio-based relationship this week with, you know, because it's always available. There's always somebody down by the dumpster when you're going to go dumpster diving, of course.
Now, this is the Politburo being eaten away?
Yeah. And the Annie Rooney is you can't figure out which it is. They can't figure it out. They can't figure it out themselves. So they just pick a narrative and start pimping it until it dies, and then he pimps something else, and then it dies, and then it pimps something else, and then it dies, and then they come out just bald-faced and say, everybody's going to have to participate in the new federal system. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. That's Maxine Waters this week saying, you don't have a choice. You have to participate.
Upon Ben Heather,
then you're going to come, and then you're going to come back, and you're going to, the Bronto is going to become an Et tu, Brute in about a second.
Okay, upon Ben Heather and Sepal Eso too, the clanic hit on him, caster of his reasons, pure youthner in Yonmis, Wooth, his clay feet swarded in verdigris, stick up stark where he last fell on him, where he last fell on him. By the mund of the magazine wall, key point there, by the mund of the magazine wall, where our magazine all, with her sister and shawl, while over against this Bell's alliance, beyond ill 60, Odo load ill, bagsides of
wait,
the
wait, 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 now you're bringing Trump into the thing, or not Trump, but the MAGA crowd, those Mega, MAGA. What do they call them? Maggie, all the way. Then you come into the Zine wall. Zine is very key. The MAGA Zine, the Zion aspect, which leaves all that other away. And that puts everything else in the cistern shawl. The blanket of a cistern that's going to be put in a bucket, chunk it in.
And Netanyahu's in surgery right now.
Correct. Well, he's come out now. It was earlier, but he's out now.
Oh, okay. By the mund of the MAGA Zion wall, where our Maggie seen all with her sister and shawl, while over against this Bell Alliance, beyond ill 60, Ololode, ill, bagsides of the fort, bomb, terror bomb, terror bomb, lurk the ambushes. The sight of the lifting in weight of the Upjock and Hockums. Is that referring to the bushes are lurking in the sidelines?
No. You see, we didn't want to go this far, but we did. It's okay. That's giving you a preview of the bombings to come.
The sight of the lifting in weight of the Upjock and Hockums. Hence, when the clouds roll by, Jamie, a proud side view is enjoyable of our mounting's mass. Now, Wallenstone National Museum, with, in some greenish distance, the term for Waterloo's country, and the two quite white villagettes who here show of themselves so gigglesomes, minx the foliages, the pretty lease. Penetrators are permitted into the museum mound free, Welsh and the Paddy Packinsons, 1 shilling. Redismembers invalids of old guard find poos poos pussy pram to sate the sword of their butt for her pass key supply to the genitrix, the mistress Kate. Tip.
Good. Well, that's good. Stop right there. You went way too far. You're on page 8, Bob. You've gotten way ahead. So you're going to mess up. You're going to give them the heads up of what they can expect. You don't want to do that. We're not trying to be prognosticators. We're trying to tell you what's really going on at the moment. So the moment has to occur so it complies. But now you got a little heads up on what the gigglesome minx or the foley vaulters are going to be penniless. Penetrators.
Okay. I'll unmute the commentators, the jury. 12 members.
Commentators? I thought they were Irish potatoes. I didn't know they were commentators.
All participants are now unmuted.
Some remarks. What do you say, Jermaine? Got something to say if you're even there? There's no Jermaine. Chad has something to say.
She breathes. She breathes.
I don't know if that was
I'm trying to figure out my pages. I chopped the text all up here. So it's page 7, about midway down.
A photograph of a Western scene.
Below that, the next sentence, almost Rubicon, Salmazar, so we know the Rubicon, but at the end of that, so that meal's dead, off for summon, schluck, schleesh, and good red herring. Ion, what's the red herring all about there?
Oh, the IPOs.
IPO, initial public offering?
Yes. Because see, what's happening is they've asked BlackRock, who is now defunct. BlackRock in 2008 were asked to float the markets when everything was crashing and falling. They had enough resources that they didn't miss it or bother. They could lay the money over here and not mess up their grocery money. But now all of a sudden, all you see is advertisements about BlackRock does this. BlackRock is best. You should love BlackRock. BlackRock runs this. BlackRock is the best thing since sliced bread. Yada, yada, yada. So much far to the point that why, if you have $10 trillion under management, why do you need to advertise on TV telling everybody how big your penis is? Why do you need to do that? Something has changed. Something has changed. And so this is that twist or twirl, but they can't cover it this time. They can't cover the float. And that's what's going to be the Rubicon. Mm-hmm.
Is that why Larry Fink was on CNBC promoting Bitcoin?
Of course.
Thank you.
Larry Fink.
Anything you can put your money, anything you can dump your money into that they know is going to go to zero, that cleans up a lot of problems.
Mm.
If the murderers would just kill themselves instead of somebody else, we wouldn't have all this trouble, would we?
And when you said the IPOs, are you talking about all these AI startups that people are raving about or something else?
Yes. Yes, and other things too.
Okay. And one of those startups is called Databricks. They're one of the ones that got a lot of attention. That goes with the probably goes with the BRICS thing. And you talked about the BRICS nations earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're gaining a lot of girth. Pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, another comment?
Yes, I've got a couple of comments here. I have a couple of comments too, Arne. At the bottom, well, 7 lines up from the bottom of page 7, his clave feet swarded in verdigris stick up stark where he last fell on them. Is that a reference to Daniel 2:34?
Yes, it is. But the verdigris is the green, green grass of home that's not going to be green much longer. It was all wonderful. It was like that wonderful position where you could relax. But that's going to become the what you fell on.
Hmm. And this could also be along the same lines, 3rd line up. From the bottom of page 6.
Wait, if you're going to quote Daniel, read it to everybody so they can know what you're talking about, too.
Yes, of course. Sorry, Arne. Daniel 2:34. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your clay and broke them to pieces as the image falls over.
Excellent. And that's exactly what's basically occurring now. Because everybody loved buying, 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 and now all of a sudden they go, well, he is a little old. Well, he doesn't know where he talks to the air. He shakes hands with people that's not there. He says God save the queen. He's trying to have conversation with dead people, and he's not really sure what cocaine is and wouldn't know if he was sniffing it or snorting it or loving it or whatever you do with cocaine. Stray bags of cocaine through the West Wing. You know, what you going to do? What you going to do?
Has Biden got clay feet as well, Iron, because he seems to fall over a lot.
Yeah, now they've got him in his tinny floppers. He don't wear shoes anymore. He wears tinny floppers. So now the head of the three branches of government's wearing tinny floppers. So it's going to be good. We're going to get him. We're going to get him some of those Boy Scout shorts. You know, those like thigh length Boy Scout shorts, so he can wear some tinny floppers and have his little shorts on, so he can go play in the yard when he remembers where the yard is.
I got another short one. Three up from the bottom of page six, Iron. By the banks. Is that what's effectively going to happen to all these people with bank accounts? As the banks go bust, they're going to be, rather than having a deposit in the bank, they're going to find they've got shares in the bank instead.
Neither.
They'll be buying the banks.
There won't be any.
No, neither.
There'll be no banks. They're saying, or it's here we go. The Barron Oath, or from by the banks to round the head. So basically it's going to become digitized, so it goes all the time. And you just push a button or think about it or talk to it or ask it, and it's done for you. You won't have to go to a bank. You won't have to visit a bank. You won't have to cash a check at the bank. You won't have to open an account with a bank. You already have your account, and you'll have credit that you'll use as you go. There'll be unlimited credits, but then you can make the credit debit. And then the debit makes you, how does that song go with Tennessee Ernie Ford? I owe my soul to the general store.
So that's what's
I sold
coming.
Mine. I wasn't using it.
All you got to do is sign your debit, sign your ticket to Dodgetown, USA.
So, Ion, if everyone's going to be given infinite credit with the FedNow system and just people can rack it up, and they're going into debt, is there any limit that where it'll be like, okay, you've gone too far, you're going to jail or something?
There's no debt. The problem is there ain't enough jails. That's the problem. You could turn all of Hawaii into just a prison camp. It pretty much is now anyway. You already saw what it really looked like. You'd run. Not where you'd want to be, for Pete's sake. So anyhow, that's another conversation. So the point of the order is it wouldn't work. There's not enough. So after a little while, how are you going to herd them? You've got to distract them. You can herd them like herding cats. But you can't herd a cat, but you can distract it. Shiny, 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 shiny.
Ian's reference to Dublin ale bringing in Dobstown, is this showing that Bob flipped things from what was in the rearview mirror into something what we're seeing right now?
Correct.
So that one could.
That's why we've been so terse with and cross with Bob, because he keeps changing the narrative. He says, it's the android meme. And we're like, well, you don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is. And you're going to force it down everybody's throat hole. He's going to make sure for one way or the other, the mystery landscape stays a mystery. You will never figure it out.
But I know that you say hope is a bad strategy, but would Bob flip it back
to
being what was?
It's a great thing to have. It's a great thing to have. You just don't use it as your modus operandi. You'll be sad about that.
But do we ever see a day that's going to flip back into what it was like in the good old days, or is that gone?
Ask Bob.
All right, that's James gone, Joyce. Except for my pass. My pass.
You got to see how far you are from the fjord. How far you are from the fjord with the winds and the oboes. And the oboes the hoes is hoeing. The hobos is hoeing now, and they're homeless with cement pond in front of somebody else's business. Mad as hell because they have to tote the water to keep the swimming pool full because it's 212 degrees in the shade.
Well, you're saying it's hard for them to, you know, put, there's not enough jails or prisons to put people into. Aren't they pushing hard to have everybody locked down again in their houses and that becomes their jail?
You think.
Or does it get worse than that? They kind of, you know, herd everybody into
you'll
these
see
camps.
You'll see.
Don't get over your skis now.
This is a location here. Describe it exactly. Coming
okay, up. This is a silly one, Bob, because it's, you know, it says the Patajack Martins. Were there Jack Martins in those days, Ian?
Sure.
They had Jack Martin shoes in those days?
No. That's the parrot. That's where James Joyce was ahead of himself. He didn't even know what he was doing. It was the absence speaking. Yeah, he didn't have a clue. He was trying to make something that we could get that maybe Wyndham Lewis might recognize one day.
Okay. And then the other one that I saw, his fraud stuff and sink teeth through that pith of a flower white body. What does that refer to?
The reference is of how people are being so trying to be so perfectly politically correct that they become lily livered. They become just pure as the driven snow. They're dirty as shit, but they sure look good. I accept everybody. I honor their pronouns. God damn it! I'm going to honor their pronouns.
If they want to be
a rooty tooty, fresh and fruity, zoo booty. They can do that if they want to. God save the queen.
Well, I had to put out pronouns the other day, and I said trance, and next to it was parent. And this person looked at me and went, that says transparent. I said, that's what it is. Those are my pronouns.
True. We're still holding with, our pronouns are you.
You.
You. Hey, you.
That's good.
You got anything to say, Gene? You're an expert on this week now.
He is good at it. She's tried it. She holds hard. That's that gut we pulled out of the government.
Not tonight, Bob.
Uh oh.
What, Gene? What?
Took the government out of me, Ion?
Yeah, man, you got to beat the government out of you now. Who better to judge the system than the one that helped
create
it?
Is that what's happening?
Who better to judge the system than the one that helped create it? Pretty good.
For those that not know, Gene worked for the government once, right there in the heart of middle America.
No, actually, the government worked for her, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah, and I certainly didn't take responsibility.
If she didn't do it, it didn't happen. So there it is.
Oh, if only that were true. Yeah.
It was under her umbrella. Under her umbrella.
See anything, Gene? You see any lines?
Is that? No, I not tonight. Thank you.
Nothing.
Oh,
shit. Ion.
Okay.
Line two.
Yes.
Dairy Jellybee snooping around Tell No Taylor's corner on page six. Are the Dairy Jellybees the FBI?
Yes. Or what's left of it. And also, we've got to watch. Now listen close to what they're not talking about. Look what they're not talking about. Everything is corrupt except the NSA. You ain't heard one peep about them. Not a word. Not any reference at anything anywhere. They didn't know Hunter Biden. They didn't see no laptop. They didn't unscramble anything. They didn't chase no money. They didn't get any SARS reports. They didn't get anything about anything. It's almost like they don't exist. And the NSA is the one supposed to capture all this sedition. The translators are supposed to figure it out. Wow.
Yeah.
FBI is supposed to investigate it. NSA is supposed to lay the crooked way straight. It's as though they don't exist.
Hey, but are they being kept separate or apart?
What page was that?
Huh?
Page six, Bob.
Top, where? What line?
Second line from the top.
Oh, yeah. Safety First Street. The Dairy Jelly Bees.
Yep.
Dairy Jelly Bees, the FBI. Snooping around Tell No Taylor's Corner.
Yeah, sniffing around. Hey, this is really damning for the Biden, so put it in a peat bog, put it in a filing cabinet, and burn it up, set it aside, don't tell anybody, and anybody that recognizes, if they're a whistleblower, if they're a Democrat and they're gay and they get to Congress, they're not going to have very good life insurance long.
Are we still going to see some hanging from some trees, Ian?
Happening all the time. What do you think? What do you think stout rope and oak trees is for?
Hanging.
Where's that line? The trees.
No, there's no reference to the trees, Bob.
He jumped.
He said stout.
He jumped.
He said stout something.
Yeah. Stout rope and oak trees.
Mm.
Is that in here somewhere? Where's that?
The tallywhackers. Chili tallywhackers.
What page?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Bob. We're just making a reference. He's just making a reference. Calm down.
Okay.
Nothing serious going on. Nothing serious going on here. Hey, Bob, it's Miller time. It's Miller time now, so you know what you want to.
We're going to have a Dublin ale. A Dobby's ale.
Have we got time for one more line, Bob?
Yeah.
Sure. If you want to.
Right. It's 10 up from the bottom of page 6. And a barrow load of Genesis over his head. A barrow load of Genesis over his head.
Yeah, yeah. That's the new dichotomy. The Genesis effect. The new dichotomy. The world was this way, and then it went that way. Now the world's that way, and it's going to go this way. Next thing you know, everybody who decides that they're not a human being is going to have to go live somewhere else. I don't identify as a human being. Okay, you got to go. You can't stay here. Like last call at the bar. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
If you got green hair, you're over there now.
Yeah, so much.
Hey, Ion. Ion, yes. Serious point here. How many bodyguards are sitting out in the dark of my patio?
That's not for this conversation. You're doing Finnegan's Wake.
Stay
on point. Stay on point. Everybody else has
on
rules.
Point.
Make the rules. You're going to follow your own rules.
The Dell dappling night, the night of blurry bells, her flit of flute and tricky trokies. Oh, Corita, oh, Corita, wake him. Page 7.
Corrine,
first
Corrine.
Corina. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it. Has somebody got some final point, like Sean or Jermaine or Alyssa? Nan?
Or Rejoice? Rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Nobody? Dimitri?
Is
that it? Mm-hmm. All right. Close of business day. What's that phrase,
Diana?
Close
of business day. All accounts settled at close of business day.
Thanks a lot. Oh, someone's saying something.
Thanks a lot.
Just check.
Yeah, Alexa.
Let's wait and see now in the morning.
Why was it called?
Is that Ara?
Yeah. A thick wood, well,
he knows. Yell at him, Ara. Give him hell, Ara.
She's explaining the week. Mm-hmm. She's explaining the line.
Swedish.
What? Tomorrow
is...
Ara.
What?